This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. Xi Jinping issuing a new call for CPC members to study and implement the spirit of the now-concluded 19th CPC National Congress. He's made the call while overseeing the first Political Bureau study group on Friday. Xi Jinping says understanding the spirit of the now-concluded National Congress is the primary political task for the party and the country. He's calling on CPC members to help develop socialism with Chinese characteristics for a new era. Senior diplomats from China and Japan have met to discuss security issues as part of their latest China-Japan security dialogue in Tokyo. Chinese Assistant Foreign Minister Kong Xuanyo and Japanese Senior Deputy Minister for Foreign Affairs Takeo Akiba have co-chaired the dialogue. Kong also meeting with Japanese Foreign Minister Taro Kono. As part of the meeting, the Chinese diplomat telling Kono that the Sino-Japanese relationship has been on a positive trend recently, but that a number of complicated factors still do exist. Kono, for his part, says that the Japanese side recognizes the importance of maintaining close ties with the Chinese government. China's first astronaut, Yang Liwei, receiving the inaugural UNESCO Medal for Space Science. Yang Liwei becoming China's first space traveler in October of 2003. The UNESCO Medal for Space Science established this June. It's designed to honor prominent scientists, public figures, and organizations for their contributions to the development of space science. Three others have also been given the award, including Valentina Tereshkova, the Russian cosmonaut and the first woman in space, Arnaldo Mendez, the first Cuban in space, and Koichi Wakata, the first Japanese commander of the International Space Station. Chinese authorities have announced plans to build a fifth research station in the Antarctic. The new station will be established on Inexpressible Island in Terra Nova Bay in the Ross Sea. Terra Nova Bay considered the least altered marine ecosystem on Earth. The new base is set to be permanently manned and equipped for multiple scientific investigations. Chinese researchers have been working in the Antarctic for the past 30 years with two permanent bases and two summer stations established in the southern polar region. Iranian energy officials have announced that oil exports to Russia is set to begin as part of their oil for goods program. Iranian officials saying previous banking issues connected to sanctions have now been resolved. Under a 2014 agreement, Moscow agreeing to buy up to 500,000 barrels per day of Iranian oil in exchange for Russian equipment and goods. However, that deal was shelved amid the negotiations among the P5+1 and Iran over the country's nuclear enrichment program. Iran expecting to start shipping around 100,000 barrels per day to Russia via the Caspian Sea to begin with. Iranian officials say they hope to receive half of their payments in euros, the other half in Russian goods and services. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte naming a staunch ally in the House of Representatives as his new spokesperson. Representative Harry Roque has been tapped to join Duterte's cabinet. He's a human rights lawyer and was a law professor at the University of the Philippines before being elected to office. Ernesto Abella had been Duterte's spokesperson since he assumed office in June of last year. It's unclear whether Abella will be given another position within Duterte's administration. Roque's appointment comes amid continued criticism of Duterte's crackdown on the illegal drug trade in the Philippines, which opponents contend has left hundreds dead in vigilante violence throughout the country. It's been announced that Sudan's President Salva Kiir will make a visit to neighboring Sudan this coming week to hold talks with his Sudanese counterpart Omar al-Bashir. The visit to Khartoum on Tuesday, meant to try to revive previous bilateral agreements signed in 2012 connected to oil transit fees, border demarcation, trade, and security. South Sudan gaining independence from Sudan in 2011. However, the two sides have been at loggerheads over sections of their border, including the disputed oil-rich region of Abyei. Bashir has been accusing both South Sudan and Egypt of supporting rebel forces in the troubled Darfur region. Both South Sudan and Egypt have denied those accusations. The giant panda being given the Asia Society's Asia Game Changer Award for its role in promoting friendly relationships among China and other countries. Head of the Asia Society saying the giant panda as a unique species from China, symbolizing peace and friendship. The Asia Game Changer Awards were launched by the Asia Society in 2014. Baidu teaming up with online car rental company Shochi Limousine and Chauffeur to develop driverless vehicles. Under the agreement, Baidu's mapping services will be used to provide Shochi with high-precision maps for its self-driving cars. Baidu will also provide Shochi with its AI-based software and hardware. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.